Our very special guest is a global treasure, one of the great legends of comedy and unequaled in every way, and we are very blessed to have him on the line. Mr. Don Rickles, welcome to Australia.
Well, thank you, sir. It's nice of you to speak to me.
It's an absolute pleasure. Congratulations on the award-winning DVD of Mr. Warmth, the Don Rickles Project. It's a wonderful, wonderful experience. I think one of the best DVD releases of the year, and I think a must-have for every single collection. How did that come about at this point in your career?
Well, my son, I love him, and my dear friend, one of my friends said to me, you know, Don, you ought to, my wife especially said, you know, Don, maybe it's time to do a little story on DVD. And my son came up with some good ideas, and then we got together with John Landis, who is a wonderful writer and screen director, and he was got very interested, and we put it together, and they worked very hard on it, and I think it showed pretty much my life and what things are about me, and I thought it was kind of different, and the public here in America really enjoyed it and thought enough of me to give me an Emmy at this stage of my life.
Oh, it's wonderful. Now, how do you feel about the guests on the DVD and, of course, the comedians that you've inspired?
Well, they're all people I respect and like very much, and it was very kind of them to participate, and we have, you know, a great deal of competition here in America with comedians. A lot of young people coming up, but they're all very talented, and it's nice to see that they wanted to be on my DVD.
Mm-hmm. I believe you've started tweeting.
Yeah. Oh, you heard about that? Yeah. It's a new thing for me, Jim. That's why I'm laughing. Yeah. Yeah. We went on Jay Leno, you know, the other night, and from nothing, I wound up with 10,000 tweets, and we're going from there. And I got a big kick out of it because I got some great responses and. About the Jay Leno show and so forth. Mm-hmm. And people that didn't realize, not only that, didn't realize I was on tweets, started to hear about it and started to participate. So it's been a lot of fun.
Oh, that's wonderful. I might send you one.
Oh, please do.
Now, I believe you, of course, you've never been to Australia.
No, I never have. I've been to South America and I've been to Europe. And for some reason, we never got to Australia. Don't ask me why, but the closest thing I ever came to, but I was 18 and scared. I was in the Navy, United States Navy, and we were in the Philippines. But that's my closest connection with Australia.
Well, that's some good memories there, isn't there?
Oh, my God. I kept saying to the Navy people, I said, I do comedy. That's what I do. And they said, keep firing.
Are you very nostalgic about the past, or do you just keep moving ahead?
Well, I love the great days with Frank Sinatra. I had a great relationship with him, God rest his soul, and he was a great friend to me. And people of that world, you know, Anthony Quinn and guys of Clark Gable. I did a picture with him and Burt Lancaster, and most are gone now. But I always look back and think of the wonderful times we had together.
That was
Johnny Carson, of course, was a big influence on me in my career here in the States.
That was Run Silent, Run Deep, the film, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. It was about 50 years ago now, right?
Well, yeah, one of the great classics. Who were your heroes as a young boy?
Well, I grew up idolizing Milton Berle, rest his soul, and Milton was, I thought I'd be like him. I certainly didn't turn out that way, but I loved his delivery and the way he worked and so forth, and I always admired him, and we became friends. But as time went on, I realized I was going in a different way, and it's been lucky for me. But Milton was one of my early heroes when I was growing up.
He's a wonderful, wonderful person, and of course, his inspiration in his own way. I read somewhere a long time ago, and this has always stuck in my head. Did you ever say that Las Vegas was better run by the mob than it is today?
I said that some of those guys might be alive, and you make trouble for me. No, I said that in those days they were very liberal. They were wonderful guys, and it was a much smaller operation, Las Vegas, and you had a one-on-one. In other words, when you said hello to the boss, he said, if I said, gee, Charlie, I'd like to have a party. Done. Boom. And he stamped the paper, and there you are with a big party. Today, it's corporate, you know. It's a big operation, and it's a tremendous place today, Las Vegas. In my day, there was a lot of sand and a lot of dust, you know, and the guys that ran it were terrific. They were terrific to the actors, and we had great times with them. And today they're very nice, but it's a different relationship. It's not, you know, there's 40 million departments. In my day, when I started in Vegas, there was one guy that was the boss, and that's who you spoke to.
Uh-huh. Now, of course, one thing that that struck me, I saw you on Jay Leno the other night. You look absolutely fabulous. What's your secret?
Well, I got a great wife of 46 years and a good family life, and she watches me, and I try to take care of my diet and exercise and stay in there as long as the good guy up there will let me.
I'm sure you'll be around for a long, long time to come. I certainly hope so. And we want to get you to Australia. We want you to come to Australia. And
well, maybe some of these days, if somebody comes up with a good idea for me to go, maybe we'll do that.
I might come up with that myself and be in touch. So we'll keep our fingers crossed.
But Jim.
And congratulations too on such a wonderful marriage, and it is exemplary, and it's a great example to the young kids of today too.
Well, that's very sweet, and I thank you for saying Don Rickles in Australia, and I hope folks out there will keep following us.
Oh, they certainly will. Now, Mr. Rickles, next to life itself, you've entertained and blessed.
Don is good enough. Don, I'm sorry.
Thank you. You've blessed us with the greatest gift of all, and I hope you agree with this, that is laughter. That I think is the greatest language in the universe. And on behalf of all of us here in Australia, I would really like to wish you continued great success, health and happiness. And thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us.
Oh, and the very best to you, Jim. I appreciate it.
It's been an absolute pleasure, sir.
Okay, sir. Come to Las Vegas one of these days, maybe, and say hello.
Absolutely. You've got my word.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Good luck, sir.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.